Welcome to the City Heart Podcast. I'm Pastor Kevin Reed. Thank you for joining us today, and we pray that you're encouraged and enlightened by this message. As we said, for the last few weeks, we've been talking about this kind of concept, this idea, this subject of being rooted. And we said that, man, that roots are created when a seed is planted, right? You guys know that. You went to kind of first and second grade where you had the little paper cup, right, or the kind of styrofoam cup, and they put the soil in there for you, and you stuck the seed in there. I know I'm not the only one that had that little project in like first, second, third grade, right? And you stuck the seed in the soil, and they wanted you to experience what it was to plant something, to see what it's like. And we've learned over the last few weeks that, man, when you plant a seed, that the seed, essentially, that it dies. That what it does is it sacrifices its outer shell to release really what's in the inside of it. What's kind of the seed is really the casing for the embryo that's on the inside. And so that embryo, through a process called germination, begins, man, it's in the ground. It begins to sprout roots. The seed begins to kind of grow roots. And these roots that we said, man, these are anchors. They provide anchoring for a plant. They are needed to keep a plant in place, and they are the lifeline of a plant, providing food and nutrients and protection for the plant. And so we've been encouraging you over the last, this last 2 weeks to be rooted and to get rooted, right? And we said, if you're going to be rooted, we want you to be rooted in Christ. We want you to be rooted in Christ because we believe that Christ was the perfect seed of God, that he was sent by God to this earth and planted in this earth for us, right? That he went to the cross and he died for our sins, that he took our sins with him. And as we read in the word that, man, that he died and that he rose again to be seated at the right hand of the Father, right? And so we who have confessed and we who believe in the Lord in him, we believe that, man, that we are planted with him, that when he died, we died, that when he rose, we rose, and that we rose with him and that we have a place of position alongside the Father because of Christ. And so we're saying it's so important that we are rooted, right? That you have a spiritual connection with Christ. And we've been saying over the last few weeks that really it should go beyond just the point of believing. Believing is great. I want you to believe. Trust me. I want you to believe. Please believe, right? I want you to believe, but we've been saying that there is more beyond the point of belief, that there should be belief is kind of the first step, right? That you make that claim that you proclaim Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but then there's more that you can actually get beyond that point. There's a connection that we can have with Christ that goes beyond just that belief. And we're saying, man, that means that we're rooted, that we're trying to dig even deeper into who Christ is. We're trying to dig deeper into his will. We're trying to know him better in every way that we can. We want to be rooted. And we see that here. So as we read in that Ephesians 3:14, but you might be asking the question, okay, I hear you. Yes, be rooted. That sounds great. But why? Why should I be rooted? Everybody say why. Say it like you really want to know why. Say why. All right. There you go. Here's why. Why must I continue to follow in him? That Colossians 2:6-12. Man, why should I continue to believe? Why isn't believing just enough? Why should it go beyond believing? Colossians 2:6 says that, man, that we should continue in him. So why should we do that? Why should we continue? Why shouldn't it be just believing? Isn't that enough just to be a Christian, right? It's just to say that I'm a Christian. Isn't that enough, right? Why do I need more than that? And here's why. I'm going to make sure that we explain why. If I could put it as clearly as I could, it's three words. I need him. You need him. Right, as much as being a Christian, as much as being able to say that you're a Christian is great, you need Christ on a daily basis. You need to have a daily interaction with the Lord. There should be something beyond just you kind of being able to check the checkbox off and saying that you're a Christian. That you need to have a relationship with Christ, a real one, where you know him and he knows you and you spend time with him. And here's the thing, whether you've been saved for 5 minutes or for 5 days or for 5 years, you still need them. You still need to have that daily interaction. It's kind of like water or air, right? What would happen if we took away your air for just a few moments,
right? Any longer than about 3 or 4 minutes, some of y'all might not be here any longer. Maybe some of you that kind of practice, you take short breaths, maybe you can last a little bit longer, but you need it, right? Or maybe water. So a lot of us don't drink enough water, right? But we need water to survive, right? It makes up, 95% of actually our body, some large percentage, and we need water to survive. And so it's the same thing. I really feel like Christ is that much of a need in our lives that I can't exist without him. I can't exist. I can't go on, whether it's in my life, whether it's in my career, whether it's in my marriage. I need him in my decisions. I need him, man, in my finances. Help me, Jesus. I need him in my goals, right? I need him in my future. I need to be in relationship in every area of my life. I need Christ to fulfill those areas. And why do I need it? Why is that such a need? It's really because, man, as humans, as people, we desire to be fulfilled, right? We have a craving in our bodies that happens about every 6 to 8 minutes. You crave something, right? You crave to move, right? You crave to breathe. You crave to drink something. You crave to use the restroom, right? There's so many things that your body's telling you, hey, we've got to do this. And so our bodies are continuously on this search to be fulfilled, continuously on this search to be satisfied. We want something that, man, that seems to fill us. We want to feel good, right? We want to feel alive. We want to feel connected. And even beyond that, we want to know that our lives have meaning. You hear that a lot. People say, man, I want my life to have some meaning. I want it to mean something. I want to do something impactful. I want to do something that changes lives. We want to have this feeling. We want to feel like, man, I'm better than I was yesterday. Man, I'm better than I was a week ago. I'm better than the person that I used to be. That's that craving of fulfillment that we have in our lives. And so we see here in Colossians 2, 9, and 10, it says, for in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. So you are also complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. So for me, if I'm searching for fulfillment, if I'm trying to fill that craving, what the word is telling me here is that all the fullness that I'm trying to find in God is actually found in his son Christ. And I have access to it when I am connected to him. Right? Y'all with me today? Right? I'm connected with him when I'm connected with him through that union. I have access to him. So, man, for me, I can't be separate from God and be filled. I can't expect that I'm separate from God and I don't have a relationship with him, but yet I'm still fulfilled. There has to be some connection. There has to be some way that I am connecting with God. Your fulfillment will come from the fullness of God through your union with him. That's how we get that connection. That's how we begin to fulfill that need in our life, that need to be something bigger and better and greater. And as we look, man, at this Colossians 2 passage, as we look at that, man, we've been seeing that there is a picture that starts to develop that helps us understand really what this fulfillment looks like. Right? If I was looking at Colossians 2, verse 7, we read this last time. It says, Colossians 2, verse 7 says, man, in Christ, it says that your faith will grow strong. What does that fulfillment start to look like? Okay, I know I need to be fulfilled. You're saying, Pastor Kevin, that I need Christ. I need to be rooted in him. Okay, what's the benefits of that? What are the benefits of actually being connected to him? Your faith will grow strong. So when stuff comes your way, when you're dealing with situations and circumstances in your life, trials and tribulations that'll come to your life, you're not going to be weak. When you have a relationship with the Lord, you're not just going to fall apart every moment. Why? Because you're building up your faith in him. You have a connection with him. Your faith will grow strong. Let's keep going. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. We read this a couple minutes ago. It says what? You're made complete. That feeling of wholeness that we need, that feeling of completion that we desire, that feeling of satisfaction that we're craving is actually found through the Son. We find it in Christ. Verse 12, we keep going, says, man, what also do we get as a benefit? Man, we're raised to new life in Christ. So the person that I used to be, right? We said that, man, we want to be better than we were yesterday. So that person that I want to become, I'm actually raised to a new life in Christ. I'm that better person I want to be. I find that in him. I find that connection in him. Verse 13 says, man, your sinful nature is cut away. Here's another benefit. Your sinful nature is cut away and your sins are forgiven. That's two different things, right? If you think about it, somebody goes to jail, and what happens, right? Somebody gets arrested, what happens? They get an arrest record, right? And then after the arrest record, you get locked up and you get put in jail. Hopefully not anybody in this room, right? But that's what happens. But what this verse tells us is that, man, the part of me that might want to do sin is actually cut away when I connect with Christ. That's profound. That the part of me that would want to do stuff that's wrong, or the part of me that would want to commit sin, that part is actually cut out. The more that I connect with him, the more that I'm rooted in him, the more that I learn about him, that part of me begins to fade away, and my sins are forgiven, right? So the stuff that I have done wrong, I don't have to worry about that anymore. Why? Because I've buried it with Christ. I've rooted it in him. I'm not worrying about it. Why? He's already paid the price. Once and for all, I don't have to think about that anymore because he's already taken care of it. And then verse 14 says, he canceled the record of the charges against us by doing what? By nailing it to the cross. So the stuff that I have done, right, if I have been arrested and locked up, if they, man, put me away for a little time, what does he do? He expunges the record of the stuff that we've done wrong. So that means that, man, I don't have to think about it. They're not holding it against me anymore. It's been cleared away. Here's the thing of why this is so important. Here's the thing of why we're taking a look at these benefits. Because a lot of times we as Christians don't even understand what they are. A lot of times we'll claim Christianity, we'll claim that we know the Lord, but we don't even really know why. Right? We don't know the good parts of why we're actually a Christian. We can spit out, yes, Jesus died on the cross. My 4-year-old daughter can do that now, right? But we don't know, okay, what comes along with that? Man, is that it? That's great, awesome. But is there more? Is there more? And I'm saying, yes, there is more. There's more that he's given to us. But here's the thing, the world would have you believe that that having this faith, that believing in Christ is foolish, that it's not something worth having. That it's not something worth doing. Why would you be a Christian nowadays? What does it benefit you? To be made fun of? Anybody deal with that, right? To be made fun of? To be told that what you believe is crazy, that it's out, that it's, man, that's a fad, that was the 50s and 60s is great, but man, this is a different era, so the stuff that you believe isn't, man, it doesn't fit anymore with the culture. Anybody ever heard that one? Right? That's what the world tells us, that, man, being a believer is foolish and unwise. But, man, this cynical kind of humanistic perspective that the world has, that having a relationship with Christ is unfruitful, that, man, that it bears no importance, that there's no relevance, or no power in our current society, I really feel like that's false. I really feel like there's no claim to that, because as you begin to look at the scripture, the stuff that the world wants most, and we see it. Why? Through social media. The world they're looking for attention. I want to feel satisfied, man, in every moment. That's why when we get a like, we get excited. Come on, I'm not the only one, right? You get it. Let you get more than like 5 likes on a picture, you're like, score for the day. And we're continually looking for that craving. The world is looking for it all the time. They want this satisfaction. That's why you see people searching for this 15 minutes of fame. They want to be on every next show that comes out. I want to be the next reality star. I want to be, man, I got to go on American Idol. I got to go on The Voice. And I got to sing and hopefully get 8. Lord, can please one chair please turn for me? We people crave that. They want the satisfaction, not recognizing that the satisfaction that the world provides is fleeting, that it doesn't sustain, it doesn't last. But I'm looking, we talked about this last week, I'm looking for something that is eternal. I'm looking for a connection that goes beyond just today. I need something that will provide sustenance for my life, that will help me reach beyond who I am to who I actually want to be. The person that I desire to be is found in the Lord. And that's why Romans 1:16, man, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Man, for it has the power of salvation to everyone that believes. So even though the world might reject who Christ is, I'm not afraid to follow him. Even though on my campus, man, it may look crazy and everybody else seems to be doing and bumping and grinding and doing everything opposite of what I know is in the word, I'm going to continue to follow him. Why? Because he's never failed me. Man, because he's made ways in my life that nobody else can make. He's opened doors that I didn't know could be open. He's provided things that I did not know were there. That's why, man, we can't be ashamed of the gospel these days. Not a lot of people are afraid. A lot of people are kind of afraid to even, look, you're kind of afraid to even say you're a Christian these days. People are kind of afraid. They kind of hide the fact that they're even a believer, right? But I'm saying, yes, look, don't be ashamed of the gospel. Why? Because it has the power to not only save you, but to save someone else. I need Christ. I need to be rooted in him every day. I need to have that fulfillment not come from something that's temporary or something that's wishy-washy or something that I have to continually try to update all the time. I have to continually try to put a new picture up in a new pose and stand in the bathroom and put up a new selfie in the mirror, right? I want something that is going to last in my life. I need Christ. He has the power and he has changed my life. And I'm saying, man, I want to get even more. It's like cookout. Anybody been to cookout yet on High Street? Now, what you don't, I mean, I used to live in North Carolina, and they had cookouts like everywhere. And if you haven't been to cookout yet, either go or don't go, right? You can't, right? It's like the word says, don't, you can't be kind of in the middle. You're going to love it or you're not going to love it. But here's the thing about cookout. Cookout is something that once you have it, you want more of it. You get a good, my favorite is banana fudge milkshake, right? Once you have one, just one of those, you want it again. And as you can see, I don't need any more of that cookout banana fudge milkshake. I've had plenty, trust me. My wife's like, no, we're not going to cookout, please, no. No, we can't go there. That's the way we should be with the Lord, that even the thought of it, I got excited just at the thought of that milkshake. Even just the thought of Christ and what he can do, even as I begin to think about his benefits and the stuff that he's done for me, man, it should make something inside me leap. There should be something inside of me that gets excited. Why? Because I know what he's done for me. That I know that I can't live without him. I know that because I know who I am in him. That I am fulfilled and I'm made complete because of him. And unfortunately, what happens to many of us is that we begin to detach from Christ. We begin to detach. We begin to actually pull our own roots up on our own. When stuff starts to get tough, we start to pull away from God instead of going further into him. Right, and the moments that we need him the most, man, we seem to just detach from Christ. And the moments that, man, we need connection is when we actually try to lose connection with Christ. What causes that? What causes us to do that? I want to show you just a couple things that causes that for us. One is discouragement. Right, we get discouraged because stuff is not going so well in our lives. Right, maybe we didn't get the job. Maybe, man, we didn't get the scholarship that we wanted, or we didn't have the relationship that we wanted. Man, and you know what it does, discouragement? It starts to shift our focus away from God. We get so focused on being discouraged and what's going on that we forget that, man, that the Lord has come to bless us, that he has become to make us new, that he's become to give us a new life. And so we get off. That's what discouragement can do. What's another one? Our schedules, we're just so busy. We're just so busy. You know what we do? The first thing that seems to come out from our schedule, God. We just pull away from God, like immediately. It's like nothing else, right? You got 14 hours of Netflix this week, but you can't come to small group, right? Well, what do? We detach from God first. And what does that do for us, man? We begin to lose connection with him, right? We would rather do stuff that takes up our time and doesn't bless us versus connecting with the one thing that actually brings us life. What's another thing that we do? It's sin. Just sin. Sin causes us to not want to connect with God. Why? Same reason that Adam and Eve had. It's that moment, it's that feeling of shame and guilt that comes as a result of sin. And because of that sin, we don't even want to come in the doors. Man, I can't go to a small group, man. They're going to know what I did. Man, I can't come to church. Do you know what I did last night? The Lord doesn't care. He's saying, come so that you can be healed. This is a place of healing. This is a place where you can be restored. This is a place where you can be set free. This is a place where, man, that stuff that you did in the past, that sinful nature, he's saying, let me cancel that record of wrong in your life. Let me take it away, that stuff you've done wrong, and let me heal you. Let me be the thing that's going to fulfill that need in your life that you need, that thing in your life that you crave. Let that be me. Why? Because he's only going to bring blessing to us. He's only going to bring life to us. So my encouragement for you today is to stay rooted. Stay rooted. Don't let go of the roots that you've put down. Man, don't start pulling stuff away. Instead, go deeper. Right? In the moment that you feel like, oh, I don't know if I can do this church thing anymore, that's the moment to say, oh, wait, man, I'm going to go deeper into the Lord because, man, he's never failed me. He's never given up on me. He continues to encourage me and to bless my life. And in the moments where it might seem challenging because of discouragement, it might seem challenging because, man, my schedule's so busy. I don't know if I can make it. Or maybe even the sins, the stuff that we've done. Man, I messed up again this week. Man, I said something I shouldn't have said. I was somewhere I shouldn't have been. Man, I'm saying, man, go deeper into the Lord in that moment. Don't forsake your relationship with him. Don't detach. Don't let go. But instead, recognize how much you actually need the Lord. It's like air. It's like water. You need it every day. And here's the thing. Here's the reason why, another good reason why, to stay rooted. There's somebody else that needs you. There's actually somebody else that needs the Christ that is in you. There's somebody else that needs to know the Lord. And here's the thing. Maybe you staying connected, maybe you staying rooted is a thing that brings them to the Lord. We don't think about that a lot, right? We often kind of, obviously we're the selfie generation, so everything is about me. But maybe the reason why the Christ is saying, man, just be in me, continue in me, stay rooted in me, is that somebody else needs to know a true and living Savior. Is it your family member? Is it your friend? Is it your coworker? Is it the person behind you in line at cookout? There's so many lost people in this world. People that are struggling, that have been struggling for so many years, and they're trying to find a path to freedom in their life. And it's quite possible that path to freedom could be right through you. They've been watching you. They've been observing your life. They've been seeing how God has begun to work in your life. And you might feel like, man, I'm not even worthy of somebody following me. We've been talking about this in college small group. Man, I might not feel like I'm someone that's worth people even watching. If people only knew the stuff that I've done. If people only knew what I thought about this morning when I woke up. Why would somebody follow me? Why would somebody, man, come through? Why would God use me to be a vehicle for somebody to come through? Why would he choose you? It's because he loves you. And the same things, the same stuff that he put inside of you is what he wants to put inside somebody else. We read in Ephesians 3:13, man, 3:14 through 19, we saw in that verse that what's put in us, what he gives us, is empowerment that happens, that gives us inner strength through his Spirit. That's what the people are seeing in your life. That's what makes you worthy of God using you. You're somebody that is, maybe you're just beginning to understand it, but man, you have some concept of how long and how wide and how deep the Father's love is for us. Maybe that's you. You've experienced the love of Christ and they're seeing that, man, like, man, this person, they're just different than how they used to be. Man, where they were kind of evil before, man, I can see the love of Christ in their life. Man, I want that. I need that in my life. Man, I've been watching them, and they just seem like their character and their countenance has changed. Man, I think I want that in my life. man, they just feel like, it just seems like they're whole now. That, man, that they just seem just full of life. It seems like, man, they're vibrant now. Where before they were sad, there's buoyancy in their life. They're just, man, it seems like everything's going right for them. And even if stuff isn't going right, they still seem happy for some reason. They still seem like there's still some joy in their life. It's because God wants to use you. They're seeing that because God has placed this stuff inside of you. And you know, and here's the thing about it. Somebody else was that way for you. Somebody else displayed that character. You saw that in somebody else's life and you desired that same thing that somebody else had. Hebrews 13:7 says, remember your leaders who taught you the word of God. Think of all the good that has come from their lives and follow their example of faith. We're called to be an example to somebody else. We're called to come out of ourselves, man, to be that for somebody else. But if you don't stay rooted, if you don't continue in the faith, if you don't stay fighting and pressing on into what God has rooted in you, into what you've rooted yourself in the Christ, whose faith can they follow? Who are they going to follow if it's not you? Remember, I've talked about all the time about the faith that the fact that, man, faith comes by hearing. Maybe they've been listening to you and you've been saying, man, God's just been blessing me. But if you're not around to say that, who are they going to follow? They need to know that you're rooted and that you're connected and that you're not giving up. And because they see you not giving up, they're not going to give up. That's why we see in Acts 17, I'm closing here, in Acts 17 it says, man, his purpose was for the nations to seek after God and perhaps feel their way toward him and to find him, though he is not far away from any one of us. Why? It's in him that we live and that we move and that we have our being. It's the reason that we exist. We exist to serve Christ. We exist to be connected to him. There's someone that's, man, they're knocking on the door of faith in their life. And they're looking at us. They're observing us. But if we pull away from the door, who is going to be there to open it for them? It requires us to stay rooted. To stay rooted despite what's going on. Stay rooted. Stay connected. Don't give up. Don't quit. I know this is for somebody today. Keep fighting. Keep moving towards the Lord. Don't move away from him. Don't turn your heart from him. He is seeking you out. He wants to use you to bless someone else. Stay rooted. Bow your head, let me pray for you.
Thank you for checking out this message from City Heart Church. If you'd like to hear more from this series, or if you'd like to hear more about our church, you can check us out online at cityheartjackson.com, or you can check us out on social media at cityheartjxn.